This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is our final hour on a Friday. How about the contrast of what we're going to do here? We're going to have the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, and then we're going to go to the newlywed game.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, we are. How about a round of applause for the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, who is here. Thank you, sir. He's been very kind to join us for a long time out here. We'll get to some lighthearted stuff, second one, because we've done that with plenty of other politicians, too. Okay, let's talk vaping.
Vaping.
Okay, let's talk vaping, because you're in the news on this, on vaping and kids.
Right.
Okay. What do you believe the vaping businesses are doing right now, and what would you like to see change to prevent them from continuing to do this?
So what they're doing is they are actively and aggressively and comprehensively marketing vaping, smoking, nicotine devices to young people that look, and I'm serious about this, almost exactly like a highlighter. In fact, it's they have them in different colors, then they call them highlight. Right. Yeah. And so if you see it, if you're a teacher or even a parent and you see it, it looks like a highlighter.
I saw the picture where you're holding them up. I would have no idea the difference.
I'm sure you would not. And yet, if you go to the bathroom during the break, they'll be puffing on these things and kids trying to get in and out of class without getting all puffed on because some other kids are vaping. And the kids who are vaping, many of them will say, I love my vape and I hate my vape, because they are, in fact, addicted to that vape. And they don't want to be. But, you know, you try it a few times. Next thing you know, you can't live without that vape. And it's extremely distracting. It makes kids more susceptible to addiction. And then they got another one, Chad, that has video games on the vape. And video games.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Video games. Like Pac-Man.
Sure.
And that they could just sit there and play, and teachers are trying to teach class. But we had yesterday an expert who does chemical dependency stuff for young adults. And she's saying, look, a lot of these kids, you know, like most kids will experiment, but they don't want to be addicted to this thing. And so we need to create pathways so they can break the habit. But this is nicotine. We know it is habit forming. If you've ever met a smoker who's trying to quit, it is not easy, and that's really the problem. And the marketing tools are very aggressive. They're very deceptive. Now, here's the thing. The Minnesota State Legislature passed a law that said no deceptive vaping tools. And so what we're doing is trying to make sure everybody abides by the law. So we sent out almost 6,000 letters to retailers who are selling this stuff, telling them what the law stands for. We're not going to be aggressively enforcing in the beginning, but after a while of telling people what's really going on, we're going to start having to take enforcement action if they don't come in line with the law.
Where do you think vaping products should be available to buy? Because that's popping up across the country now, too.
I think they should be where other regular tobacco products are. If you want to go buy a pack of cigarettes, you go in, you're an adult, you know, you say, I want a pack of whatever, and you pay the money and you get them. That's where all the vape stuff should be. It shouldn't be easily accessible. We have a staffer who is a young woman who just bought a vape online. And they said, how old are you? And she writes, you know, some numbers. They're not checking. There's no way to verify. And let me tell you, this is a very serious issue. A lot of people think, oh, a vape is a safe alternative to smoking. It is not. It's a little bit safer than a combustible cigarette, but it's not safe, and it is highly addictive. And because when you draw in on it, you take a drawdown, a hit on it, you can, because it's not as caustic on your lungs, mm-hmm. you can take a deeper one, and that gets into your lungs more, which gets the nicotine into your bloodstream quicker, which makes you addicted more. So it's not right. And by the way, the FDA has approved around 34 devices. There's way more than 34. There might be 30. There might be 340. Maybe it might be more than that. A lot of unregulated. If you want to sell this product, it is legal to sell to an adult. Do it the right way, and we're going to protect our kids.
There is a lengthy story today in the Tribune about THC.
Yeah.
And where we're at now and where we're going.
Right.
What role is your office playing in that at this time? What is legal now and what will be allowed whenever we get someone appointed to that position and all the process goes through all the different cities?
Well, you know, if you're an adult, you may consume cannabinoid products. You can't do it in a way that jeopardizes the public safety. You can't get be high and drive. That's just like a DUI. There's a lot of restrictions there, age restrictions. But the legislature has deemed it to be something that adults can do. But we're worried about marketing to kids, because a lot of kids, you can vape THC. You can vape cannabinoid chemicals as well, getting people high. Some of them are in school. The teachers don't know how much attention they have to these students. Another role we're playing is that people who have prior convictions for weed cases, we're helping them with expungements. I believe it's important to hold people accountable for crimes. I also believe that when people have made a meaningful change, there should be an opportunity for them to get an expungement, which the law provides. And so we're facilitating that as well.
The other day, I had on Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher.
My man.
Okay. And I had no idea this was coming. Chris, I believe we have the soundbite set up. This is, from a couple days ago, Ramsey County Sheriff and political pundit Bob Fletcher. Here's what Bob had to say.
You heard it here first. Keith Ellison is going to run for Hennepin County Attorney against Mary because
really?
That's how bad it has become over there. Keith Ellison's going to run against her in 2 years.
Okay. I, myself, had not heard any of that talk at all. Bob Fletcher, I can tell you, off air, was extraordinarily confident that you, presently the state attorney general for the 2026 election, is going to run against Mary Moriarty, Hennepin County Attorney. So would you like to confirm that news right here on CCO that you're running against Mary Moriarty to be the next Hennepin County Attorney?
I hate to disappoint the sheriff, but that is not a rumor I can confirm. I like my job, and I plan on doing my job. And the only election I got on my mind is Harris Walz. That's the only election I'm working on. That's the only election I'm putting any energy into. And so, nope, can't confirm that with Chad. And you know, if I was going to break big news, I'd come to you first, man.
Here's the word I did not hear. Deny. I did not hear. I deny. Can you put it this way? Can you unequivocally say you're not running for that position in 2026?
Here's what I will say unequivocally and without any equivocation, evasion, or anything else. I have not talked to Bob about this at all. I don't know where he got that. I'm working on one thing. Now, I'm not going to say, I don't know what I'm going to be doing in 2 years. I figure I'm going to be running for attorney general. But I can also tell you that I haven't talked to Bob. Bob has no reason to say that. He hasn't confirmed it.
Unless he's heard it from somebody who feels like it's credible.
Which would make it a rumor.
Yeah.
And I can't confirm that rumor. So, there you go.
All right. So would you consider that position?
Well, I think that at this time I'm only considering the job I have and Harris Walz.
Okay. How would you evaluate Mary Moriarty and the role she has done with that job, in particular with crime and kids, juveniles, and repeat offenders? Because that is a big issue in this state. You know that.
You know, I really want to commend you, man, because you're nothing if not relentless. And you are on this thing here, man. And I commend you for not, you know, you're a good reporter because you're not just going to take some answer, the first answer. But I have to tell you, I'm not going into that today, brother. I'll tell you this. I got some interesting things we're doing to reduce the rate of crime. We're prosecuting crime when county attorneys come to us, but we're also trying to get guns off the street. It's legal to sell guns in Minnesota, but it's not legal to negligently sell them. It's not legal to negligently entrust them to gun traffickers. And we're suing folks who don't abide those laws. And so we're trying to keep guns off the street. Other thing we're doing is we are in, you know, pre-litigation with Hyundai and Kia to make sure that they make their guns not so easy to, they're not, their cars,
yep,
not so easy to steal. We're working on that, and we're making good progress there. And, you know, we're suing these opioid makers, manufacturers, and marketers because fentanyl is killing us. We can't have it. So we are using a lot of civil tools to try to create public safety, and we've used our nuisance power to clean up some really rough corners. If you had Chief Brian O'Hara here, and I recommend you do because he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's been on the show a lot.
Yeah, he...
You're a backer, yes.
Yes. He would tell you that Broadway and Lindale, and you know that corner.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be where the murder station was. Used to be very rough, scary corner. And now there haven't been incidents on that corner in a long time. And whenever they are, the church people, the community people, the neighbors work with police, work with prosecutors, work with our office to make sure that we're keeping good eyes on that. Now, the problem is some of that bad criminal conduct has drifted away from that corner, and we've got to deal with that. But that corner is much, much safer than it was, and I'd say it's a safe corner. I wouldn't mind sending any one of my family members up there.
This is the Attorney General of the State of Minnesota, Keith Ellison. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk Harris Walls. He's also a passionate Vikings fan. We'll get into a little Vikings talk.
Man.
We'll see how optimistic he is. They think they can compete. I'm not sure they're right, but they think they can. We're also, another long segment, Keith, but after that we'll have fun with the newlywed game. Jason's going to take you home on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 24 minutes past the hour of 2. Chad Hartman with the Attorney General of the State of Minnesota, Keith Ellison. Okay, let's talk nationally. I know you are an enthusiastic Democrat. You are a believer in Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
I am.
Okay, last night, first interview. I hope there's more. I hope she participates in press conferences and jumps in. So I want to get to you on this part, because when she ran in 1920, she ran on...
2020 or 1920?
Well, 19 and 20. 19 slash 20.
Okay, got it.
Slash 2000.
Because 1920?
Yeah.
That would have been
That'd be a heck of a... She looks very good. She'd look amazing if she was running the 1920. But 2019, 2020. She ran on a number of progressive positions.
Yep.
She did. And a lot of people felt like that was the direction of the country. Now, when she's the leader of the ticket, she's moved away from some of those positions. Some positions that you traditionally have been in those lanes.
Right.
For me, more of a centrist, I like that. I want to see it. But as you, who wants her to win clearly over Donald Trump, that's not an option for you.
Right.
Would you rather her stay where she was with some of those positions when she ran for the presidency 4 years ago?
You know, here's the reality. When you're an elected public official, you're not a dictator. You don't get to do whatever you want. You've got to get some Republican votes. You've got to get some conservative Democratic votes. And I think she just came after talking to a whole lot of people to understand that some people and maybe Pennsylvania, maybe other places, their livelihood is based on fracking. And if you say no fracking, you're basically saying no job for you. So she said, you know what? We could get to a green economy. We can reduce greenhouse gas emissions. We can do our environmental thing, and we can tolerate some of that as well. And so it's not like she's abandoning her views and her commitment to the to a green economy and to environmentalism. She's just saying we got to get there together. We got to listen to each other. We got to tolerate each other. And there's nobody's going to get everything they want. And I think
But can you be for the Green New Deal, which wants to end fracking, if you're saying fracking should continue?
Well, I think the answer is yes, because the people who wrote the Constitution wrote it to make people compromise. Somehow in America, it has become some dirty word, but it's not a dirty word. If I don't like anchovies and you love them, we should have half the pizza with anchovies and half the pizza not. That's how the American government should work. But we've gotten this idea in our head that if I don't have all anchovies, then I've sold out. And that's just wrong. It's just wrong.
Okay, how about she was Medicare for all, and she's moved from that position? That's a pretty dramatic move, right? That's even bigger than fracking.
Yeah, but I tell you, man, healthcare is complicated. Trump said he didn't. He said, who knew healthcare was complicated? And my answer was, we all knew it was complicated.
Anybody.
Right. But the thing is, we've made some important steps in favor of a better healthcare system. Things like allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices, very big deal. Capping insulin at $35, big deal. Making sure that, there are a number of other reforms that I think she will make. Can she get the whole enchilada at once? Maybe not. I think I want a president who knows that it's better to get something that's going to help people than nothing. And, because you could take a purist position and not help anyone. It's not easy to go to your supporters and say, I know that there's this thing that we all wanted. There's this thing that we think we all should have, but we're not going to do anything because we don't get everything. That's not being a good politician. And you'll allow me to tell you real quick.
Sure.
So I'm going to tell you, I took the position that if there was not a public option, then I would not vote for the Affordable Care Act. I said that. I admit that I said that. Did I vote for the Affordable Care Act? You better believe I did. What I did is I talked to some neighbors and said, do you guys really want me to go no on this thing? And they're like, no. I said, we're not going to get what we all wanted. We know, but we're going to get what we can now, and we're going to keep working for the rest later. And that is what it means to be a politician. It doesn't mean that you sell out your views. It means you keep your goals, but you also take steps to get there. That's how I understand what's going on. Because I was in Congress 12 years, and I know nobody gets everything they want all the time.
The Viking season is...
Come on now.
Yeah, the Viking season is a success for Keith Ellison if what happens?
If we can go 10-6, 10-6.
10-7.
10-7.
We're up to 17 now.
Right. That's right. We got another.
Headed for 18.
If we can, well, I hope not, because I think the injuries would be bad. But if we can go 10-7, I would be pretty happy. I'd love to make the playoffs. I don't know if we beat the Lions, but I think if we play inspired ball, we can. I think we need depth, because I think that injuries, they're just going to get you sooner or later.
Always do.
Yeah, so I think that you got to have somebody who can. I'm a little sad they let go of Jaren Hall.
I was surprised, because for Brett Rypien, who's bounced around, I didn't really see enough of Hall. But it seemed to me, if he's your third quarterback, I'd rather go with the younger guy than a guy who's kind of bounced around for a while.
The healthy young guy. Now, I hear they might, if he clears waivers, they're going to try to get him on the practice squad.
Practice squad, yeah. And he's beat up a little bit.
Yeah. So, right? But he had a good preseason. How about that Dallas Turner, though? I love our end rushers, man.
Yeah, they have some options. I mean, to lose to Neil Hunter.
My goodness.
Who is still a phenomenal player.
Oh, yeah.
But then to add Grenard, Van Ginkle.
Yep.
And Dallas Turner. And Flores is awfully good. Oh, yeah. I think their defense is going to be very good.
You know what? Flores has been a wonder, hasn't he? I mean, it's a funny thing about defense. The right scheme and the right leadership will take an average group of guys and turn them into champions, you know? So
yeah, he's good. How about a round of applause for Keith Ellison, the Attorney General, for stopping on by. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Chad, you're the best, man. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.